Most people think of college as they're completing high school, but there are plenty of adult students that decide to obtain a college degree later in life. The problem is, how do they find funding? Where do they start? The Educational Opportunity Center with the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga works with adult students and youth to help find their way through the maze of applications and funding for college. I spoke with the director of the Educational Opportunity Center. Cynthia Long was the first person in her family to get a college degree. Now she helps others accomplish their educational goals.
Our mission is to increase the number of college graduates in this 11-county area. And we target adults, low-income, first-generation, meaning nobody in their family's ever gone to college before, homeless youth, and youth in foster care. So we're helping those people that don't necessarily have ready access to a high school guidance counselor and may not have followed the traditional path to college.
With the scholarships available in Georgia and Tennessee based on the lotteries, does that help you place students?
Yes. If and only if they come to us and we can connect them with that. In fact, right now, I have an intern working for me who came to my office for an interview to work as an intern. And before she left, I had to do my educational advisor thing and found that she had no idea she was eligible for the HOPE non-traditional scholarship here in Tennessee. So she had lost out on about $20,000, but we were able to get it awarded retroactively for the year. So yes, it makes a huge difference if adults in Georgia and Tennessee know there are funds available, and most adults don't even know that they can apply for federal financial aid just like a traditional student.
Often that FAFSA sheet is designed toward families, in other words, your parents' income, and it assumes often that you are a child who has finished high school, still living at home, and your parents are involved in paying for your college. But when it comes to adult students, that's your own income you filled out, and it's based on your contributions to your college, and your parents are not involved.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that, so they don't go to college because they think they missed their opportunity.
Exactly. They think that that time has passed. They don't realize that this is a great time to fill out the FAFSA. And yes, it can be rather complicated, but that's why we exist. We schedule individual appointments and look at each line, help the student answer all those questions correctly. And many of them are difficult, even for the traditional student who may not be in the typical scenario, like I said, homeless youth or a youth in foster care. Those questions are answered very differently for that population as they are for adults. And there are lots of other circumstances that adults don't know to advocate for themselves. So what we do is look for those circumstances. What else could this student be missing? Could be something like they're now unemployed. We can advocate for them with the financial aid office for a scenario to excuse last year's maybe high income because it no longer exists. So there's all kinds of wonderful options to pay for college, but in the minds of most adults, they don't see them, and that's what we're here for.
Your clients, the people that you work with, do they typically find your office or do you find them?
We find them a lot, but we have now been in business for 16 years, and we track how did you find us. More often now, it is a friend told me, a family member told me, someone we had helped in the past. So now we have this huge referral source. We've helped almost 16,000 people since 98. So we've got this incredible referral source from that network. Our other primary source would be community agencies that learn about our work and refer clients. But we actually go out in 11 counties, go to meetings, hold workshops, any method we can to get news out about our free services.
Active outreach program, word of mouth and referral, and of course, your own efforts to go into the community and one by one find these individuals. Does everyone have to meet educational requirements, their GPAs or certain scores on testing?
That's my favorite question because once again, most people think, are we eligible for your program? Are we eligible to go to college? The answer almost 99.85% of the time is yes. Because our federal grant, yes, we're targeting low income. We're targeting those who are first generation. But this is taxpayer money. So 2/3 of our 1,000 annually served are low income and first generation. The other third can be anybody. The only people we cannot help are those that already have a four-year degree, and quite honestly, they don't need us. And secondly, those that might be in the country illegally. You don't have to be a U.S. citizen, but in the country legally for us to be able to serve. And as far as eligibility for college, there are so many myths surrounding eligibility for college. I went to college 17 years ago, and I don't think my credits will transfer. Well, most of the time they do. Another big myth that's out there is, oh my goodness, I might have to take the ACT to go back to college. Almost any college, if you're over the age of 21, does not require that. That is a huge relief for many adults, not only the cost of the ACT, but studying for it. And what's good is they can save their time, energy, and money for the real classwork. It's very different for adults. You know, we're all about breaking down those obstacles and roadblocks. Another huge obstacle, most adults who've been to college before and weren't able to pay their student loans, they're now in loan default and they cannot get financial aid, federal financial aid. Well, most adults think that's a forever thing. It's not. We help many, many adults work out a plan to overcome loan default, federal loan default, to regain financial aid eligibility. Please don't let that deter you if you're thinking about college.
That, of course, assumes that they went to college but did not complete a four-year degree. What if they have completed a two-year degree?
Oh, we'd love to help them. There's lots of financial aid options. There are transfer scholarships. We have helped people who are one class short, but there's been a roadblock or an obstacle along the way. We help resolve that obstacle, and that person is a college graduate in one semester.
And you can go to any college you want.
We have satellite offices and offices in our 11 counties. We have appointments at Chatt State Main Campus, Chatt State Marion, Chatt State Bledsoe, Dalton State, Georgia Northwestern Technical College, local libraries. We're even at Metropolitan Ministry on Tuesdays. So often the scheduled appointment isn't necessarily at our office on Macaulay Avenue in the doctor's building, but it can be. If you come to our office, we're going to look at all your options. What's really wonderful about our services, and one of the reasons I've been doing this for 16 years, is we can do what's best for that student. We're the advocate for the student. And often it's best to start out at Chatt State, finish there, transfer to four-year. I have this wonderful opportunity where we can just look at the student and say, we're here to help. And what happens is if an adult student or even a traditional student goes to a college campus, any college campus, what they know is their campus. And so that's where your help comes from. Of course, that makes sense. We are the experts on what's best for the student. We're that one-stop shop. So it's not, okay, now go to the financial aid office, or you need to check in with admissions, or go to career counseling. We do all that in our office. We're a personal college coach for the people who might need it the most. I went back to college when I was 35 years old, and I come from a low-income, first-generation background. I tried to go to college when I was 18, and quite honestly, I couldn't figure it out by myself. I had a really high GPA, and I got a scholarship, and my guidance counselor said, you could go to college. Well, I didn't have the help I needed in picking the right college. Before I graduated at age 37, I went to four different colleges. Part of that was being married to a military officer, but much of it came from when I dropped out the first time after 2 years. I didn't know who to ask the question to, if that makes sense, because I couldn't decide major and I couldn't figure out the funding and didn't understand the student loans. I dropped out of college, got married, and then later at age 35, went back. It was the best decision of my life.
How can someone find you? Is there a phone number to call?
423-425-1702.
The Educational Opportunity Center provides free assistance to anyone that does not already have a four-year degree. The center services Hamilton, Marion, Sequatchie, Bledsoe, and Grundy counties in Tennessee, as well as Walker, Dade, Catoosa, Whitfield, Murray, and Chattooga County in Georgia. For more information, call 423-425-1702 or go online at utc.edu/educational-opportunity-center. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.